Well, folks, things are hotting up across the pond in the US of A. We have the ludicrous figure of the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, legalizing the return of mask wearing in the House, but curiously, not in the Senate. It's one of these scenarios like, you know, in a restaurant, if you sit down, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you stand up, you do, because the virus knows that above 4 feet or so, it's really dangerous. But below 4 or 5 feet, yeah, it's fine then. Makes so much sense. Just like in Congress, in the House, then it's dangerous. You've got to put your mask on, you Republican bigots. But if you're in the Senate, yeah, it's fine. It's not a problem. So obviously this is theater. This is all coordinated with Fauci and the CDC. They are trying to reimpose masks across the United States in indoor settings. This is the CDC who encouraged people, just like the British government, to take a jab, then take a second jab, then you'd be fine, except it turns out, well, you're not going to be that fine because of the dreaded Delta variant. You've got to put your mask back on. So Pelosi has nonetheless mandated the requirement of the wearing of masks in the lower house and for any visitors to the Capitol building. If you're going to go into the Capitol building as a visitor, you've got to wear a mask as well. So this raises quite an interesting scenario. Now, we're going to get to that in a second, but it's really putting the challenge up to the Republican. Will the Republicans in the House, will they go along with this? Now, in the House, I believe there's around about 220 Democrats and around about 211 Republicans. So the numbers are almost 50-50 split. So what will the Republicans do? Well, we've had, for example, Pelosi, yet again, calling her Republican colleague, Kevin McCarthy, such a moron when she was asked about his opposition to a new mask mandate. Because clearly, her view is that how can he possibly say mask mandates are not based on science? Well, I'll tell you why, Nancy Pelosi, because they're not based on science. That's why you can say that. It's not moronic to say that. It's actually factual. And unless Nancy Pelosi can please provide evidence of a substantive amount of scientific research that proves masks provide any benefit whatsoever, then I think we have to assume that the science says you shouldn't wear masks. But, and this is where it gets more serious, the GOP, this is a moment for them now. They should, if they've got any balls whatsoever, utterly resist this. They should. Pelosi has told the Capitol Police to arrest anyone in the House or in the Capitol building, apart from in the Senate, who doesn't wear a mask. Fine. Let them arrest the entire GOP, the entire Republican Party in the House. Let them do that. Let them arrest all their staff members. This is the crunch moment. If the GOP once again wimps out on this and conforms and wears their masks, then Pelosi is laughing at them. Now, Pelosi, she is an absolutely reprehensible lizard type person. We know that. And we know she's a hypocrite, because remember when she was caught out visiting her hairdresser without a mask on? Do you remember those? Yeah, we all remember that. The media has forgotten that, but we remember that. So we know what Pelosi is. But in a way, this isn't about Pelosi and the Democrats. This is about the Republicans. Will they fight back? Will they simply call her bluff? Because just think of the sheer optics if the Capitol Police have to arrest the entire GOP. Think about that. That would look horrendous. But if, on the other hand, the GOP put their masks on, which I fear they will, then that means that once again the Democrats win. The Democrats are playing with them, clearly playing political games. Don't forget there's midterms next year in 2022. So by the reestablishment of masks and all the fear about the Delta variant, which the Democrats and the CDC are coordinating and pushing through the media to cause more fear and more lockdown and more problems for the states, then I think that it is a moment of truth for the GOP. And I am not a GOP supporter, don't get me wrong. I am very much of the same view as my friend Alana Mercer. I think basically a plague on both their houses. But at the end of the day, the House as such is made up of Republicans and Democrats. And the Democrats, you know, for all their evil ways, they are consistent. They are quite prepared to try and do these things. The Republicans are gutless most of the time. And it's because they're gutless that I can't really see them fighting back and basically saying to Pelosi, okay, arrest me. Arrest all my staff. Let's see potentially what each House member, a staff of maybe, I don't know, 10 people or whatever. So you'd have to arrest 2,000 people. Is that what's going to happen next? That, if the Republicans were clever, that's what they would do. Now, I know there's certain Republicans, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, who I hope won't conform and won't comply. But this is the test for the GOP. Will they comply with the Pelosi mask mandate, or will they stand against it? It's a moment where we're going to see exactly the caliber of the Republicans in the House. It doesn't matter what they say in the Senate. Masks are not mandated in the Senate, but they are mandated in the House now by Pelosi. She's made it law. She's told the Capitol Police to arrest anyone who doesn't wear that. Fine. Let's see what the GOP does. Thanks for listening.